This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you dial toll free to join us here and bring up whatever you want. On the way, moldy marijuana shuts down, a portion of the legal marijuana distribution in, I think it was Ontario province.
Ontario.
Up in Canada after just a few weeks. Was it even a month? Since they started selling weed legally up there.
Working out the kinks.
So we'll talk about that if we get the chance. I know, Michael, you brought that story in. Whether you want to talk about wasteful government, bureaucracy, or Bitcoin, whatever it is that's on your mind can go here. You just have to call in and join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Ian, Michael, and Chris in the studio here tonight on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where you can join us and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Coming up, we're also going to talk about the Overstock CEO, Patrick Byrne, who we've interviewed at least once, maybe more than once, on Free Talk Live. He's come up to New Hampshire to attend a couple of the yearly libertarian convention gathering camping festivals that that happen here. And interesting character, one of the earliest people in the world of business to really get into the world of cryptocurrency and begin accepting Bitcoin. What was it, 2014, it seems like?
Yeah,
a long time ago. Became the first billion-dollar company, as far as revenue is concerned, to accept cryptocurrency, and wasn't the last. So we'll tell you what he's up to, because he's got some big plans, and they involve selling Overstock.com and maybe doubling down on the world of crypto. But first, let's go to Bo Diddley on the line, listening. I don't know, where are you calling from, Bo Diddley?
I'm in South Carolina.
Well, welcome. You're on Free Talk Live, and you're on via our Discord call-in line.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to talk for a minute while everybody's thinking about shopping and their online shopping and everything. I work with the South Carolina Libertarian Party, and we're doing a subtle little fundraiser to try to get some money going because we ain't got hardly none. We could use it.
Okay.
What we're doing, we're selling a calendar for 2019. It's called the Libertarian Dad Body Calendar.
Libertarian Dad Body Calendar.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All
and
right.
You can find it on Amazon.com by searching for Libertarian Calendar.
Now, is this the first time y'all have done this?
Yes, sir. It was just a wild idea at first, but he talked us into it, and we're doing it.
Who talked you into it?
Another fella that works with the party.
Okay. And so was there like somebody who, you know, is your professional photographer who you guys pose for? Or like how did this thing come together?
I believe most, if not all, of the photos did come from a professional photographer. I believe there were maybe two separate ones.
Now, there's some racy photos in here, or like, what are we...
I'm checking it out right now.
You can actually find it? Because I've tried to look for it. I couldn't find it.
No, I can see a few months. Are you featured in this by any chance?
Well, I may or may not be. I'm not going to tell you that until
All
you
right.
have to buy the calendar and find out.
Okay, because I was just searching Google and I couldn't find it. You're saying it's on Amazon?
It's on Amazon.
Yes, sir. It's on Amazon. You can just search for Libertarian Calendar.
Oh, okay. I'd put in Dad Body in that... Dad Bod.
B-O-D.
Libertarian Calendar. Oh, Dad Bod. Okay. Libertarian Dad Bod. So just define for me, maybe for listeners who are unfamiliar, what is a Dad Bod?
Well, it's a person who maybe around a little old enough to have children and got a little extra weight on them, if you might say.
Well, middle age. Got a little tire, maybe.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm looking here at this preview art, and yeah, this is very artistic. There's a man who's standing with kind of his gut hanging out with an open T-shirt, and he's got sunglasses on. He's underneath what appears to be a pier on the ocean. Very, very artistic. It says here, Sean looks forlorn because government spies on everyone all the time. He feels it's his duty to watch the watchers, and so here he stands, ever vigilant.
It's
a great found. It's full of all kinds of great stuff just like that. You really ought to have a look.
It's good.
I'm looking at it, but is it actually something you can buy? Okay, yes. Yeah, so yeah. SC Libertarian Swag, priced $15. It's for 2019, so you better get your order in now on this, because, you know, nobody wants to buy a calendar and then you're going to have to skip months, right?
Right, you don't want
to sell a calendar in March or April for 2019. So how's it been selling so far? Have you, you know, got some of the statistics or the numbers, the sales numbers?
I don't have any recent numbers, but they seem to be pretty good, pretty good.
Right. Hey, Bo Diddley, thanks for the call. Love the accent.
What I will say here, though, is Amazon does throw a warning up on this. It says, warning, choking hazard, small parts, not for children under 3 years.
Okay.
So
I missed that.
So you dad bods of the South Carolina Libertarian Party, you may take a little offense to that. Whole small parts thing.
Oh, that is there.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, I see
and
it.
And where
the
hazard.
July calendar man appears to be a man laying on a dock of some sort, maybe. And July's caption. Yeah, he's topless. He's got some shorts on. Just kind of sprawled out there, looking comfy. His hands are clasped, and the caption says, "It's Independence Day." When he's catching some rays, Shane likes to think about how it's the right, the obligation even, of people to alter or abolish any form of government they find destructive toward liberty.
LP Platform 3.7 is beautiful.
Good job, guys.
Great stuff. It's
creative. I'm not going to say don't do it, but I will say that others who have experimented with calendars have come out disappointed on the other end.
Yeah.
And part of the reason has been, and I imagine it's different now than it was, say, 20 years ago or maybe in 15 years ago, that now that there's one-off printing services to where you can probably do these things as one-offs, there's probably some printer out there who's willing to do that. Because if you buy a bunch of calendars, because the old way that you'd have to do this was you had to contact some sort of printer, you had to buy a million, you know, minimum of 10,000 calendars or
something
whatever
like
whatever the minimum was, and it would be something ridiculous like that. And then, of course, you end up with a room full of calendars, you know, and nobody to sell them, and they're very slow at selling because, honestly, how many people have an old paper-style calendar that they do anything with besides hang somewhere just to kind of see the pictures on it?
Yeah.
Do you still use one of these, Chris?
Why does anything like this comes up, they immediately look at the oldest guy in the room, right?
I saw you looking embarrassed.
No, Colleen certainly does.
Your girlfriend.
I actually did buy a calendar last year.
Did you use it?
Yes.
We put it on the wall. Did you write things on it?
We did write things on
it. You did.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Used it for tracking the turning of the sun. You did do that, correct?
Okay. We tracked the turning of the sun. Okay. We tracked appointments and social outings and lots of stuff.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad to hear that people are still using
it.
Paper calendars. I used to have one of, when I was a teenager. I used to have one of those books that, you know, like a leather bound book. There you'd write your things that you have to do
in your planner.
And then the Palm Pilot came out, and the planner was no longer necessary for me.
I still got a Palm Pilot.
Do you still?
Yeah.
Is it like in a box in the attic or something?
It's in a box in storage with like half a dozen of them.
Oh really? Yeah, I still have it. I come
a paperweight. Are you using it as a paperweight?
I think the last time I tried to do anything with it, I couldn't find a charger for it.
That thing's 20 years old by now, right?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
So
it's color, too.
Look, I'm not saying don't do it. It's cute. It's funny. It's creative. Good for them. The Libertarian Dad Bod calendar now available, apparently, at Amazon.
So yeah, but you could buy it through Purse.
I wonder if they got Patrick Byrne to pose for that calendar, because I suspect he's a dad, and he seems pretty libertarian. CNBC reporting that Overstock saw a 26% surge in its stock price after CEO says it will retail or sell its retail business by this February to focus on cryptocurrency. Overstock plans to sell its decades-old retail business in the next few months to make way for a full-blown bet on blockchain. The previously announced sale plans could go through as soon as February, the company's CEO told the Wall Street Journal. In a report published Friday, Overstock's founder and CEO Patrick Byrne, an ardent believer in the technology, that is to say cryptocurrency, that underpins Bitcoin and other cryptos, which is the blockchain generally, declined to name any of the potential buyers. Shares of Overstock surged as much as 26% on Friday, though the stock is down 66% over the year. Byrne founded Overstock in 1999 to sell goods like furniture and jewelry on the internet. He's now betting the future of that brand on multiple blockchain startups. startups through its fully owned subsidiary called Medici Ventures. Now, Medici Ventures was actually at the recent cryptocurrency conference we attended,
yep,
Chris.
We see those guys a lot.
Yeah, so we'll talk more about what the plan is here for Overstock and Medici and the future of crypto coming
up. We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free right here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Yeah, the price of Bitcoin is down and pretty much everything else, because whenever Bitcoin goes down, almost everything always goes down along with it.
Yeah.
And the price has been down over the last few weeks, but of course it's still up in general. It's up compared to what it was just a year and a half ago.
Right.
It's at its price point where it was August of 2017.
Yeah.
It's basically where it is today. So people are acting like, this is the end! No,
we've been here before.
If you go back two Christmases, you've only quadrupled your money.
Right. Two Christmases ago, it was under $1,000 per Bitcoin.
Yep.
So keep the perspective. It's important to keep your perspective and not get all kinds of worked up over what's happening today or what's happened over the last few weeks. You got to keep the full perspective on this. And so Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to disappear. Nope. This is an idea that time has come, an idea to devolve, decentralize the power of money from the hands of the few, to take it from the governments and the banks and put it into the hands of the average person, which is what Bitcoin and cryptocurrency does very, very well. And AnyPay allows you to take cryptocurrency at your point of sale at your local business. The folks over at, Overstock, some mega corporation, they're not using AnyPay. This is something for, mom and pops. This is something for smaller businesses who can make an easy change, who can add something to their workflow quickly. You can go to AnyPay.global to get on board with AnyPay and start accepting Bitcoin, start accepting Dash, start accepting Zen and others. There are other cryptos you can accept through AnyPay, and you can do it for free. No fee to be a merchant on the AnyPay system. You just go create a username and password, and then you put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses in the setup page, load the app on your point-of-sale device, and that's it. You're done. A little bit of training for your employees on how to use it, and you are accepting cryptocurrency. Put some labels, stickers up on your doors and things like that, but you're talking about just a very brief process to get started, and again, no fee, so why not? AnyPay.global. Go there and get started. We're talking about Bitcoin. Specifically Patrick Byrne and Overstock.
And we're talking prices, too, and that's what always gets the headlines.
The price,
if Bitcoin's going through the roof, then, oh, my God, look at price of Bitcoin.
And that's what it was doing a year ago. It was going through the roof.
Yeah,
it was shooting
nuts.
Up.
It was nuts.
Right now, a year ago, it must have been, 7,000, something like that, I think? It was shooting up quickly because then it peaked at like 19,000 in mid-December.
But I always think of these things sort of historically, and this reminds me of what was happening in the economy in the 1800s. We didn't really have long-term depressions and booms and busts. What we had were panics.
Mm.
And this feels like a panic.
Yeah, this is a panic.
And I would say crypto is also very much susceptible to manias. So last year, it was just completely unrealistic.
A buying mania, basically.
Yeah, it really was. And I think once things settle down and people see what it is, they'll come to the conclusion that I've come to, and a lot of other people, I think, have agreed upon, that the least interesting part about Bitcoin is
its price.
Just doesn't mean anything.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
It does.
To the investors, it does.
Right, but if you're looking at the technology and what it can mean for individuals, then that's going to stabilize itself over the next 5-10 years, I think.
The technology?
No, I think the price is going to end up leveling out. It'll be sort of what it's worth. Like, we look at something, gold's really manipulated, but the price of gold is not really that volatile.
Mm-hmm.
But we're in these early days. We're in bleeding edge. We're in early adopter phase.
We still are, and it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a long-term thing. I mean, just the Bitcoin mining, the mining reward for each block, I mean, that will expire in 2140. That's over 100 years from now.
That's your time frame. Yeah, that's when things actually end on the mining side. And like I said, I'm not getting all worked up over price. That just tells you that I don't have enough Bitcoin. But I really do think that...
Well, even if you have a lot of Bitcoin, and certainly, the church has a little bit of it.
Right.
Even if you have some Bitcoin, you shouldn't get worked up over the price. Because you should be in this for the long haul. Hold on for the ride. Because whether you got a tenth of a Bitcoin or 10 of them, I recommend it. I'm not an investor, you know, but it's worked for me to just hold on and wait and be patient and see what happens. Because, again, if you do understand the technology, if you understand even the basics of it, because I'm not an engineer either, but I do understand the basic idea of a blockchain, which is to say a ledger that is public in this case. Some of them aren't, but originally the Bitcoin ledger is public. A ledger that's public, that's decentralized in its storage, meaning that it exists in thousands of locations. It's distributed. It's in thousands of locations. The full blockchain, the whole ledger itself, digitally, is in thousands of computers all around the planet right now. About 10 or 11,000, I think, have the Bitcoin blockchain.
One of them's right here in front of me.
And it cannot.
Right here too,
There's actually a third one here on this computer here in the studio, but it doesn't actually. I'm not running it actively anymore, but it's there. Anyway, so the technology allows people to send value to one another across the entire continent or the globe.
The planet.
Beyond, when we get beyond the planets, it'll be beyond that.
Right.
So, you know, to send value nearly instantaneously to somebody anywhere, it could be across the room or across the planet, and it does it very, very well. It does it securely, and it does it safely, and it does it in a way the government can't stop it from doing it. This is a valuable technology.
Well,
it's going to continue to be valuable.
It will be. And the important thing, and this is something I bring up a lot, I don't have to trust anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That this is a trustless system in the sense that I don't have to trust my bank to be honest. I don't have to trust PayPal to be honest, or my credit card company, or even the U.S. mail. You know, that my letter isn't going to get open. Somebody's going to steal the cash out of it. This is person-to-person, P2P transmission of value that the world has never seen before. It's going to take a while before people realize how powerful that is to them.
Yeah, it hasn't caught on in any major way whatsoever.
Yeah, this is a first in human history.
Yeah,
it really is, and it's revolutionary. And I think, you know, of course we're all kind of into this stuff. If you hadn't noticed. But I want people out there to understand.
In. Right.
I got dragged
into it. You've got a good story about that.
And, you know, I've never been much of an investor or anything like that, but I'm glad that Roger Veer happened to be an advertiser on this show, happened to hear us talking about Bitcoin one night back when we didn't know anything at all about it. He got really excited. He caught the vision. I sure didn't.
Right.
You know, we were just talking about this cool thing you could buy drugs with on the internet. That should have been it for me right there. It should have been, like, if I was
should
actually.
Should have been the light bulb.
Right. Like, oh my God, you can buy drugs on the internet with this? This is going to be something that will be a success. But no, I didn't buy any, you know, right then. I should have, but I didn't even think about it.
You got in early.
But I didn't get in. I got dragged in to
That's
it.
That's okay.
But, so anyway, you can learn more about it over at Bitcoin.com, but we're going to tell you more about what's going on with Overstock coming up here in moments. And, of course, since then, I've given it all to the Shire Free Church, which is the organization that runs this program. So we'll tell you more about what's happening with Overstock, where the founder is looking to sell the company so he can double down on a venture cryptocurrency venture corporation, basically, that's been losing money. Good idea? More coming up.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is again threatening to close the border between the U.S. and Mexico because of migrants. He tweets, "There is no way that the U.S. will, after decades of abuse, put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore."
there's now talks of a possible deal to keep asylum seekers in Mexico while their claims are processed. The deal, called Remain in Mexico, may take time to work out.
No voy a endeudar a Tijuana.
Just this week, the mayor of Tijuana declared, "We are in a humanitarian crisis," as some 5,000 migrants arrived. The president has threatened to shut down the border if chaos unfolds and has authorized troops to use lethal force to control the crowds. Mexico's incoming interior minister denies there's any agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want right here. Our number is 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call in on our Discord on air call in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Actually, there's four on air rooms there. One of them has somebody in it. We're going to get to that here shortly with you tonight, by the way. Ian,
Michael,
and Chris.
So we've been talking about a little bit about Bitcoin. Of course, the price is what's getting all the news coverage, if it's getting any coverage. But the other things that are going on in the world of crypto are way more interesting, like the technology that is being developed. And one guy is, I would say, pretty close to some of it, and that's the CEO of Overstock.com. You know, just looking at Overstock, you wouldn't think this is a cryptocurrency-oriented company. They're selling, right, you know, window dressings, towels, you know, bed stuff, whatever.
Jewelry, right.
Yeah, a little bit of other categories. But, you know, it looks like just an online shop. Well, it turns out they started taking Bitcoin several years ago, and the CEO has been very, very interested in cryptocurrency ever since, to the point where he's now talking about selling off Overstock.com and throwing in fully on his Medici Ventures, which, according to CNBC.com, the Salt Lake City-based company has invested $175 million, meaning Overstock invested $175 million in Medici, which has since been burning money since 2014 when it was founded. It lost $39 million in the first three quarters of the year and roughly $22 million last year, according to the company's public filings. Overstock itself is in the red with a net loss of $163 million in the first three quarters of this year. One of its best-known startups, T-Zero, a trading system that hasn't launched commercially, is also burning money.
Yeah. Are you familiar with T-Zero at all?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, T-Zero was basically, they wanted to bridge the gap between crypto and stock trading and allow companies to basically tokenize their assets, which a lot of different companies are talking about doing, so you could... You know, basically trade your stocks as crypto tokens and
without having to go through an exchange or crypto.
Buy shares of a company on a blockchain.
Yes, yes, do that. Track it all there. And
so you wouldn't have to go through a brokerage house or something like
that? Well, they would provide that too, but it would be basically crypto-centric. So the question would be, you know, and this we know some people in this space. Ian, you know, we've got Bruce Fenton and some people are very much into the Wall Street side of this stuff. It's questionable how much you can do before you start encountering the Securities and Exchange Commission
right,
and their rules and regulations. But T-Zero seemed to be an idea to push that to its limits and, you know, keep it legit, but try to sort of come up with a system better than this abysmal trading platform that Wall Street has.
He says, quote, "I don't care whether T-Zero is losing $2 million a month." He said, "I think we've got cold fusion on the blockchain side," meaning he's very excited about, you know, he thinks throwing all this money at this is going to create something down the line. And that's what an investor does. You know, somebody who's a leading edge investor like this, they take their money, millions of it in this case, and throw it into things that probably, in a lot of cases, aren't going to work out.
Right.
You know, that's just investing. Sometimes things don't work. Yeah, venture capital. Medici houses startups that go well beyond the scope of just cryptocurrency. One company, Voatz, V-O-A-T-Z, runs blockchain-based voting through a smartphone app, while another is working on digital property rights in Rwanda. While Byrne told investors in a September shareholder letter that Overstock does not, quote, have significant holdings of Bitcoin, unquote, the share price moves have been tightly correlated. During the company's rise, cryptocurrency's rise to nearly $20,000 last year, Overstock shares surged more than 400% from July through the end of 2018. After trading above $80 in January, the stock is down to just above $21 as of Friday afternoon. Bitcoin itself was trading above $4,200 on Friday, down 78% since its high reached in December of 2017. And now today it's even lower, scraping, I would say, as low as $3,700 today. Multiple Wall Street CEOs have denounced Bitcoin as a scam or a bubble, while Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett famously likened it to rat poison. Now, that's one I have not heard yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I haven't heard what he had to say about Bitcoin.
He does. Warren Buffett is heavily, he is, and proudly so, heavily invested in U.S. currency-backed backed assets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look at every one of his stocks. He's very big on buying existing value that is all valued in U.S. money, and it's worked out well for him so far.
You know? Think he's feeling threatened?
I think so. I think so. Absolutely. He's also a big investor, I'm pretty sure, in Wells Fargo and a couple of the other big banks. He's got a lot of money in the financial services.
Its underlying technology is more widely accepted among public companies. IBM, JP Morgan, Deloitte, Amazon, and Facebook are among those implementing the technology in some way. Now, when they say the technology, what they mean is blockchain.
Blockchain. Right.
As a the concept of a distributed ledger. That's what they're implementing ostensibly, not Bitcoin itself.
Yeah, I think they're implementing the word blockchain.
Okay.
They wrote it down in Notepad.
Exactly. So we're doing blockchain.
Well, Bank of America apparently has a bunch of patents that are blockchain related.
They do, but they're all interpreting blockchain to be what they want it to be. Mm-hmm. So for most of the commercial implementations of blockchain, Bitcoin is widely distributed. Like we said, 10,000-11,000 computers, including three in this room, are all running the Bitcoin software, and we all have a record of every transaction that ever occurred. But if you're a big company, you don't need tens or 11,000 copies of all your finances. Maybe you only need three or four servers that are all duplicating it back and forth.
Right.
So they don't really, they're not, the intention is to use some of that replication because it makes it more fault tolerant.
Right. It's harder for somebody to come along and cook the books if they don't have access to all of the copies of the books.
Right.
Basically.
Or to hack it. And that, I think, is the big draw for some of these big companies.
Final thought here from Kate Rooney over at CNBC. She says, still, skeptics abound on the blockchain side. Global economist Nouriel Roubini, one of the few who predicted the 2008 financial crisis, recently called the technology the, quote, most overhyped and least useful technology in human history, which is ridiculous.
I had to follow him on Twitter just so I could see if I could get him to, ban me. And
really?
And he did.
Now, why did he ban you? Were you tagging him or something?
Oh, I was just being an obnoxious troll. Yeah, I purposely followed the guy, and then I started pointing out all the insanity in what he was saying.
Is he another old bankster guy?
Very much so. Very much. Yeah, he just went on this tirade about Bitcoin and blockchain in the last couple of months. So it almost became a badge of honor. It's like, can we get this Nobel Prize winning, economist to ban you on Twitter?
Yeah. Now, did he actually engage with you before banning you?
Or of course not.
Oh, okay. No. That's not as much of a badge.
No, it's just,
it would have been more of a badge if you could have gotten to troll him, if he actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, but the fact that he at least took the time to make sure I could never see him again, yeah, that was good.
So, overhyped? Obviously people can hype things at different levels, so depending on how excited they are about the thing. Okay, maybe. I might give him that one. It could be a little overhyped. But then again, it's not false to claim that Bitcoin is the best investment in the last decade, right? Isn't that basically a true statement?
Yeah.
That performance-wise?
Yeah, I don't think there's been anything, even with its new lows, that has gone up by, over a decade. It's, 4,000% increase?
More than that.
37%?
It depends on when your first measurement was. I mean, measure it when it was 0.001 cents.
Right.
Well, start with the 2 pizzas for 10,000 bitcoins.
That's a good start. Yeah. That was the first time on, at least recorded, that somebody had paid for something in real life with...
Established a price.
Right. Right. Overhyped? Okay, I'll give you that some people seem to think blockchain is the end-all, be-all of all technology and that it's going to be the greatest. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Okay, I don't know if that's true. But it is important. It is an important technological change.
I agree.
Is important in what it allows people to do that they've never been able to do before, which is to distribute information in a secure manner that cannot be hacked, it cannot be modified. Because if you do modify your copy of the blockchain, the rest of the nodes will kick you out of the network. Basically, they'll reject you. There's more coming up.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got time for you if you want to join us here, take control of the airwaves. If you wanted to hear some, or wanted to get the full articles and stuff we've been discussing here tonight on the air, we do have our Twitter and our Mastodon social media accounts, I guess is the right way to say that. We got social media on Twitter and Mastodon, and you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com to find that. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com, find our Mastodon toots. And then also, if you like Telegram, we've also got a Telegram channel. You can go to telegram.freetalklive.com. You're going to find the same content on all three of those platforms, so there's three choices, whichever one's your favorite. Or do more than one. We don't care. We'd appreciate you following those things.
I'm on all three.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate. So am I.
All right.
And you can definitely follow us in whatever way you prefer. And don't forget to go online anytime over at freetalklive.com for full show archives and more, all for free. Let's go to Free Market Penguin. We're talking about crypto, but you can bring up anything. Free Market Penguin, you're calling in on our Discord, on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I did actually want to call in about cryptocurrency. It's,
sure.
Mortified Penguin from the LRN Discord.
Yeah.
Contacting you from the Libertarian Research Center in Pima Region 3.
Okay.
Wanted to talk to you about just the idea of Bitcoin. Mark Edge says it best, that Bitcoin's value that he sees, the value that he sees in Bitcoin is based on the value of the underlying technology, the blockchain technology in the Bitcoin program. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if Bitcoin is worth a dollar, it's worth $1 million. But basically the value he sees is in the value of the program. And obviously the technology blockchain and the Bitcoin technology is indeed, you know, really valuable, and the fact that it was the first cryptocurrency also makes it pretty powerful. Now, that's separate entirely from the Bitcoin users, the market, and not really Bitcoin, Bitcoin's market, but the cryptocurrency markets in general and the cryptosphere, as some people refer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that all these super speculative coins came out into a super speculative market where a bunch of people were just basically trading all these coins without any use cases or with very, very limited use cases, including, honestly, Bitcoin. And they're all just being traded against each other based on some idea that they were all had some chance to revolutionize the world. We just realized that's not the case, that that's, you know, the entire market was based on just speculative trading, and it was just so easy to get caught up in the hype.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Bitcoin does have to kind of fall or, you know, move to a market price based on its actual utility, which means a lot of the bloat, I guess, and a lot of the extra coins that's so hard to keep track of will go away because they end up without a real use case.
Well, I mean, are they going to go away? Man. Because all it takes is a handful of miners or whatever to keep, or even one person, right? Just a
yeah.
One
well,
miner.
If anybody's mining the coin, then it's still going
to
be there.
Yeah, but I think maybe I'm not meaning to put words in your mouth, but the value of them will go away. You know, they'll become irrelevant.
They're shrinking right now.
Dinosaurs.
Well, yes. I said earlier today, because we got a chat room in the area on Telegram for the cryptocurrency users in this region of New Hampshire, this area of the country. And somebody there said they were predicting Bitcoin was going to go down to 2012 levels, which would be like, you know, $100 or less Bitcoin.
$30 Bitcoin.
And I said, you know, if that actually happens, I will have to, because I administer a couple of Bitcoin vending machines or cryptocurrency vending machines. I said, I'll have to pull Dash out of the machine just because it'll be so negligibly priced.
Right.
It would be pointless. I wouldn't have enough Dash at that point to actually stock the machine.
Yeah.
In any, you know.
It's currently under $100 right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dash, you're saying the Dash price is
under $100. Yeah. It was like 88 the last time I looked.
To your point, though, I can look at like the top 100 coins on CoinCap.io, and I'm not familiar with all 100 coins, but I'm seeing names in here where
that's the top 100 out of 2,000 listed coins.
Ballpark,
on you're on CoinCap.io. That's another good one.
CoinMarketCap. Yeah,
I don't know how many they've got on CoinCap, but on CoinMarketCap it's around 2,000 of them.
Yeah, but I'm seeing stuff in here that I've actually researched, that I've actually read the white papers on. I've made an effort to understand them, and there's nothing there. They're not doing what they say they're going to do yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just a plan. It's just a plan to do something
in
most cases.
But when you see something like that, and you see that it has a, you know, a market cap of a couple hundred million dollars,
yeah,
that's all speculative. I mean, if you don't have a product and you're still, you know, worth hundreds of millions of dollars, that's just speculative money, and it's either going to fail and go to zero, or it will succeed, and maybe it'll linger around. But
and how many of these dead cryptos are there out there?
Oh, there's
a lot of them, right?
Yeah, somebody's tracking that too. It's like how many
dead cryptos?
Yeah, so
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that.
So the idea is that there are a bunch of coins that are basically without a real use case. They're just being traded back and forth against each other by these traders.
Yeah.
It's fun and it's easy to get caught in the hype. We've all been hyped. We've all had been rational about it too.
I've been very irrational about it. I've lost a lot. But when you compare the price of the alts to Bitcoin, because a lot of people look at they make the mistake of looking at the dollar price. That's interesting. But what you really want to look at is the price of the altcoins compared to Bitcoin.
Right.
Specifically, compared to when you bought them with your Bitcoin. Because if you bought, like, you know, I did on behalf of the church, we bought some Dash. There was a lot of exciting Dash things going on here in town, with Dash being accepted at local stores. And I got pretty excited by it, so I flipped some Bitcoin into Dash. Well, now when you looked at the Bitcoin price back when I flipped it, it might have been like 5 or 6% of a Bitcoin for one Dash, basically.
Right.
One Dash being worth 5 or 6% of a Bitcoin. Now it's 2.3% of a Bitcoin.
Right.
So literally half of the Bitcoin related value of that Dash, it's gone.
Right. Yeah.
And so if you sell back into Bitcoin, you then end up with half of the Bitcoin that you had previously.
Right.
So the only way to do it is if you want it, you know, unless it goes to zero, the only thing you can do is hold on and wait and see if it actually goes back up.
Right.
To get back out at that point.
Which it will. I mean, Dash actually has a use.
Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Dash has a use, but
also got a lot of competition in currencies.
It sure does. And Dash is kind of I would say struggling along right now with a over-centralized kind of bureaucracy that they've created called the Dash Core Group that seems to just gobble up their budgets.
Yeah.
And every time the Dash price goes down, they start gobbling up even more of it because unlike the rest of the world when they are in business, who cuts, you know, if your business revenues go down, you cut employees, you cut hours, you cut, you know, you've got to cut, unless you've got unending pockets like, you know, Patrick Byrne and Overstock,
right.
You got to cut. But these, the Dash Core Group just keeps on spending the same amount they've spent, and the amount that the value of their currency is going down. So they have to keep on taking more and more of their monthly payout, basically, without getting too detailed about how it works. There's a certain amount of the mining rewards that go to this kitty that gets voted on, and they always get the votes, so then nobody else ends up getting anything. So while we used to be sponsored by Dash, they haven't sponsored us in the last year because of these excuses of, well, we just can't afford it anymore. All the while, their core team continues to get not only their paychecks, but they even get proposals passed to pay their taxes for them, to pay their attorney's fees.
Nice.
So, like, they're
That's
just living
nice
large.
That's a they've got going on.
So, yeah, they're subject to the competition just like the rest of them. But you're right, Free Market Penguin. The altcoins were definitely a very speculative thing. Some of them may end up becoming, you know, shining stars, and they may become very, very useful. Who knows?
I'm still looking for one.
We don't know what it's going to be. Is there anything out there that you're even interested in, or are you just, like, you know, Bitcoin all the way? Penguin.
I've never been Bitcoin all the way. I really bought into the altcoin meme, and you know, or now you can call them poo coins or whatever. But I have Dash and I have Horizon. I like both of those. I really like Horizon, but I mean, it's headed towards $8, and I know it's the market.
Yeah, everything's
down. I need to look at the BTC values and make a decision. Maybe I want to go all Bitcoin, just kind of flip it on its head. I'm not sure where this is going.
And there's
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so many of them out there, and I try to, at least in my mind, try to lump them into use cases. So there is the currency use case. There is the Dash and the Bitcoin Cash and things like that. But, you know, what's the winner in the storage space? I mean, I think storage is going to be something. I think
S-T-O-R-J, storage?
Well, I say, yeah, that's an example of it, or Sia Coin.
That's a
decentralized
storage.
Right. There's a number of companies, blockchain companies out there trying to solve this idea of how can we do storage better.
Yeah.
And, you know, I look at that space. I look at shared computing power, and there's a couple players in that one.
Mm-hmm. Like EOS? Is that what you're talking about?
EOS is more of a platform.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's a couple players in the platform. How, you know, what can I build on? Which will be the most useful? So I kind of look at them as sort of like miniature industries within the ideas of blockchain and try to pick winners within each one of those. But
there's a lot to choose from. How do you know which one's going to be the one that dethrones Bitcoin?
Don't invest more than you can afford to lose.
That's good advice. That's the best advice that you can possibly give. And Free Market Penguin, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Hey, we're out of time for tonight, but we will return tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, head over to freetalklive.com. And don't forget to amp the show, please. We really would appreciate it. AMP.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.